hay grows along the sea, you'd call that a...
Well, that's marsh grass. That's what it is here.
Yeah.
Now, this biology boy is trying to help them. They're trying to get some kind of oat started to grow in it.
Oats? Huh.
Now, some kind of a oat stuff. Looks kind of like oats.
Uh-huh.
They're trying to get it started back. It's a wonderful thing for fish, I believe, and things to feed on and grow.
Oh, uh-huh.
But it seemed it's kind of lost out, and they're replanting it, lots of it, or did when he first went into the biology work down there.
So
it's all that's new to me.
Yeah. So do you ever have a word for different types of soil in the field? You told me you have clay and...
Yeah, well, we have very little of it here, but some. Pipe clay, they call it. That's a hard, gooey clay.
Uh-huh.
It sticks together so you can almost mold anything out of it.
Yeah.
And that's in some parts of the soil. And then you run into like in digging a well, if you hit a dark spot, you just well move from there. See, after you go in the clay,
because
you're close to something or another's wrong. But as long as you're in this pretty clay dirt, you can keep digging because there's water somewhere there.
Uh-huh.
Since they've been, near in the last 20 years, since they've been dynamiting so much, it's dropped our water level quite a bit, you know, for oil in this country. And I've got the only well out here that's left anywhere that you can find.
Hmm.
When I dug it there about 40 years ago, I got two boys and they dug it and they was about 20 foot deep and they just broke a piece of dirt about that thick, about that big. A sluice of water come out of it about that big well, or that high.
Yeah.
And we hit a spring right in the top of a spring. It's never given no trouble since, except that what sand sometimes will come in with it and fill up there, and then that'll cop the flow. But you just get this sand off. As soon as you break that sand, the flow starts back again.
It'll cop the flow?
It'll stop the flow. You know, the sand will come in with this spring.
Uh-huh.
All spring sands, you have to keep them cleaned out. The sand keeps coming in with it, you know.
I see.
And especially on top of hills or on the side of a hill or anything, and you've got a good spring there.
Well, a spring is a...
It's just where the water runs out from under the ground, like on a... Like you've got a high hill here, and you go down there, and there's a stream of water running out downside that hill.
Yeah.
Well, you just dig up a good, nice hole there and everything, and you've got all the bottles of water you want in the world.
Uh-huh.
And the coolest water.
Yeah.
It can come out of the ground. But,
That's pretty up there.
Oh, yes. And then back there before, we had anything about any... Well, pumping it or anything like that, or electricity or in a gas motor or anything. Some man developed what they call a ram.
Ram?
You ever hear tell of that?
No.
Well, it's a thing that's made it's kind of two suck valves on. The water runs here and presses this valve down.
Yeah.
And it empties out. And then the water runs out and presses this one down. Somehow like that. It works perpetual motion.
Uh-huh.
There's no machinery or no nothing touching it. The weight of the water, or the flow of the water, makes it work. And it'll pump water half a mile to your house, a stream big as your little finger, up the hill.
I'll be.
Yeah. But I've seen a good many of them working.
Yeah.
When I was a kid growing up, but I know where there was some of them that they said they had abandoned and left, and I begged them to let me go get them and keep them as a kind of a souvenir or a something for the kids in future years to look at. And then seeing they got interested, so I never did go try to bum them out of them.
Yeah.
And I wanted one to keep. It's called a ram.
Well, Mr. What are the other kind of types of way water would come out?